to sell it. So on top of that, Chesed Gemara says, I used to have a question that says, the Bechor Nema lo tipod. It says lo tipod by Bechor. V'nim karhu, but you just can't make a pidyon on it, but you could sell it. But my asking, what are we talking about? Ilema bizman azeh, yuzoma bizman azeh, says so, Amos said, what's the safer say? V'yaz domim tizwek al mizbeach. You're supposed to make as rik as dam. So, bizman azeh, miyikim mizbeach, zom mizbeach bizman azeh. Elif, shita soma bizman shebesemitish kaim, bizman shebesemitish kaim. And it says what? Well, you can't redeem it, but you're allowed to sell it. Over my, what are we talking about? Ilema bizman mum. Somebody about mum that a coin could sell. Aim is safe of the Azdam. It is what the Postic says almost very. He's supposed to make as weak as Adam. The Eschov and Takhtir is Michotel Akrova. If the Bechor is the Baal Mum, you can't bring it for Akrova. El Olah Vitam. The Postic is talking about a Bechor that's a Tam. And the Postic says clearly, Loiti Podei, but we darshin, but you are allowed to sell it. Ogtani Nimkru, you're allowed to sell the Bechor. Because he clearly, even Mizman Beis Semitish, the coin is allowed to sell his Bechor. Al Misal Akrova is Gibbe Gabayu. Someone says, no, Mid Idi. Who says both are talking about the same case? I'll tell you ratio of Baal Mum and Seif of the Tam. The Dik and the ratio is talking about a Baal Mum. But a Baal Mum, you're not allowed to be Poida or Bechor. You can't take it out of its Kedusha. But a coin could sell one coin to another coin. But the Seif of the Smashma, you're allowed to sell it. That's only that's the ratio. The Smashma, you're allowed to sell it. But in Islam, the Seif is talking about Zrika's Dam. It's talking about a Tam. But in Islam, the ratio attack is not talking about a Tam. So that's why you could sell it. Renachnam, you could be a tam, a bechor tam, maybe a kain, a bechor tam is man based on me, dish, Renachnam, you could be a miller, Rav Nachman says, maybe a kain is not allowed to sell it. Alright, we'll stop here. So the kids see here, we have this Rav Nachman's chiddish, that he says a kain can't sell a bechor tam, is man the based on me, dish. Nothing more, still there are two dots here. And the chesam and aleph, the two dots. That most of Rav Misharshi, he has a question like this. Says Halacha, what's going to be if a kahanis shenis arvo vlodo bovlat shivchosa? Let's say you had a kahanis that she gave birth and her kid pashtetzik is a kohen, but she also has a shivcha, and the shivcha gave birth, and the two kids got mixed up now. That's called shenis arvo vlodo bovlat shivchosa. So we don't know which kid is the kohen and which kid is the shivcha, the evet. So the Higdilu, let's say both kids grow up, Higdilu Atarubis. So someone that goes to his first halacha, but his first halacha here is Meshachrin Zezeh. What we have to do is each one has to be Meshachrin the other one. Like it's hard to say the father dies, so Meshach, the one that's really a Kayin, he Yashin's the other one. So the other one is an Evid. So one has to first be Meshachrin the other one on a tonight to say, if I'm really the Kayin, then you are the Evid, I'm freeing you. Then the other one does the same thing back also, make the same type of a tonight. And the Tzatzeh says that I'm really the Kohen, and you're the Yevet, so I'm freeing you. This is what they're supposed to do. But now it says Halacha, that's even before they did this. Before one was Meshachah, the other one. It says Halacha now, Ushneim Eichlem Betruma. Both of them are allowed to eat Truma, because the one that's a Kohen can eat Truma. And the other one that's an Evet Kohen can also eat Truma, so that's no problem. Then it says, V'cholkin Chelek Echel Al Agoyrin. That they could take one portion by the gurin, means both of them go down together to the threshing, to the fields where they give out the trumas. They're allowed to take together one portion because the manashach, one of these two is a kain, and the other one could also eat it because he's an eved kain. Because in Lachridge you don't give an eved kain lechetchila, so both of them together, then it's okay. And then the next halach it says is that bechorim. Let's say they have a bechor, so yiror akchi istoivu. They have to wait until their bechor becomes a bamum, and then they can eat it. V'yochlu b'mum, and they'll eat it by its mum. So the chiddush is what? That even though we're not sure whether you're a kohen or not, maybe you're only an eved, and if you be an eved l'chura, if you have a bechor, you'd have to give it to another kohen. But since once it becomes a bamum, it's not a shalom being makrivit on the mizbeach, it's only a question of mumin. Do you have a right to eat it? Do you have to give it away to a real kohen? As into the suffix, maybe you're occurring, there's a cloud of Amosim Mechaber, all of Araya, and therefore you're allowed to eat it. So that's the Chiddush here. That Bechoron is Yiro, they just have to wait, let it pasture in the field till it becomes a Balmum, and then they'll let eat it, the Mumun. So the question is, Bamai Eskin, what are we talking about over here? Elam, if you want to tell me Bizman is there, the Bizman is there, where there's no Beis Hamikdash, there's no Akrov on the Bechor. So Maishno Didan, what he's saying, only there Bechor. He have a right, like to wait till it becomes a Balmum and eat it. Why is our Bechor any different than their Bechor? Didanami our bechor, even a regular kohen that has a bechor, a mumim binan. You can't do anything until it becomes a balmum bizman, as they were not makrivit. So what the chiddush is brayser to say that these two have to wait till it becomes a balmum. A regular kohen will also have to wait till it becomes a balmum. Selalav isn't the brayser talking about then. Bizman shebeisamigdish kaim. The brayser means a chiddush that bizman we have a beisamigdish. That regular kohen is supposed to bring it for korban. You have to bring it for korban. Here the chiddush is, since he doesn't know whether he's the kohen or not, so on the tzad to say he's not a kohen, he can't bring it for korban, he'll have to give it to a kohen. So in such a case, he has a right to wait until it becomes a balmum, and then he could keep it. Because if he'll bring it for korban, he's going to lose out completely here. So that's the chiddush of Zman Shavish Mitishkayim, that they have a right to wait until it becomes a balmum. So it's like this now. Iyam with Bishnu, you can tell me, Iyam with Bishleimo, is Lula Kohen Zechiyah Begavayu, that the Kohen has a Zechiyah, meaning the Bechor Tam, even Bezman the Beis Mikdash is Kayim, even though he's supposed to bring it for Akrova, still the Kohen has a Zechus in it right now, Shaper, then it's very good what we're telling right now, that they have a right to wait until it becomes a Balmum. But El Iyam, if you tell me, less lay, that the Kohen right now has no Zechus in it, if so, how could these two people hold on to this Bechor? The Bechor will lay, say, Gizbo v'lishkalei. Let the Gizbo come and take it away from them. Like if you tell me now the Kohen has no schus in the Bechor, this man based on Mikdash and Atam, so then how could these two, the one the Kohen and one the Yevid, hold on to this Bechor and not bring it for Korbin? What schus do they have in it? Let the Gizbo come and take it away from them. So it's a question of Nachman, of course, Mashma, no, the Kohen does have a schus in his Bechor, even though the Beis HaMikdash is Kayim, even though it's a Tam. So by a regular Kohen, he's not losing out, he's supposed to bring it for Korban, and he'll eat the meat. But over here, the Chur is losing out, because if they bring it, they can't eat from the meat, because only a Kohen can eat from the meat. And here it's a Suffolk what he is. So therefore, it's a riot to say that they have a Schus. So Mura says, no, it's not a Kashan of Nachman. The Yerlam, I'll tell you, the price talking about his man is there, some of his man is there, but there's no Beis HaMikdash. I you have a question. Maishno di dan, maishno di tu. If we're talking about Zman Hazeh, there's no Beis HaMikdash, so pshito that you have to wait till it becomes a balmum. So what's the chiddush them over us? We also wait till it's a balmum. So Mura says no. I'll tell you, anan us yavinin le l'kayin b'mamayu. Us, we have to give it away to a kayin. When we have a bechor born to us now, even though it becomes a balmum, we have to give it to the kayin. Though we can't eat it. Inu, but these two people over here, one's the Kohen, one's the Yevid, Kivon diyikabu, miksas Kohen, since one of the two of them is a Kohen, ma'afkul elokahanim, that's the Chiddush. They have a right to keep it, and there's not time they have to wait till it becomes a Bamum. We also have to wait till it becomes a Bamum. But the Chiddush by them is they don't have to give it away to another Kohen, even though each one by himself is only a Sofik if he's a Kohen or not, but that's the Chiddush, ha'moitzin lechaveri olav araya, that he has a right to hold on to it. It could be someone talking about Bizman is there, but Bizman based on Mikdash, it could be he had no right to hold on to it, the Gizbo could take it away from him. And most of the Lishnachwin, another Peshat is like this, that Bizman is there could be. In days, what's the Gizbo here? Lishnachwin, the question was this, Bizman is there, we're talking about Bizman is there, the question was, then Ma'iri, Bechoris, Tehalin, Sveikis, what are you telling me only because of these two Sveikis, these two people? They have a right to do when it's about Mum. Afil didanami yiro. Even a regular kohen has the same halacha that he can't eat it, use it until it becomes a balmum. El lepshita for sure. The price talking about is mancha based on mitish kayim when the based on mitish is around. So that's the chiddush of the regular kohen has to bring it for korban, and they don't have to bring it for korban. They could wait till it becomes a balmum. But the question is vi bebalmum mitish kayim vi bebalmum yiro achistovu. Why from misuavim the kayomim. Like if we're talking about their balmum, so what do you got to tell me now? You roll, they have to pasture in the fields. They already have a mum on them already. What do you got to pasture? Put them in the pasture for? El pshita betam. We're talking about a tam, where the behemoth has no balmum. And so it says what? They have a right to hold on to it. They don't have to bring it for carbon. So that's kind of the question we had before. Like the chura, why can't the gizba come and take it away from them? So Mura says, no, could be vadad liyerlem bizman azeh. No, we're talking about the price of bizman azeh. Not bizman based amigdash. Bizman based amigdash, the taka don't have a schustin at the kahanim. So the gizbah could come and take it away from these two people. The gizbah has a right to say it's a korban, it has to be brought for a korban. You have no right to hold on to it. So see if we're talking about bizman is there. Well, my kashta, what was bothering you? We're talking about bizman is there. What's bothering you? That afilu dilan nami, yiro, even our a regular bechor that a kohen has, he also can't use it till it comes about mum. So we're saying nami, loy mitzino mitchayla lekohen, to loy is kan. When my kashta afilu dilan nami yiro, so the answer is the sheet is gears here. Anan loy says what anan loy mitzino mitchayla lekohen, to loy is kan safekuna. Means a regular Yisrael, he has the right to push away the Kayin. When he has the Bechor born to him, even if it becomes a Baal Mum, he'll have to give it away to a Kayin. A regular Yisrael can't hold on to the Bechor. But the Chiddush over here is Hani Sveikis, these two kids, they're both Sveik, one's a Kayin, one's not. So since they're both Sveikis, they have a right, Madchu Lekayin, Kochad Vechad Omer Lekayin, each one can say to the Kayin, the Anan Kayin, the Anor Kayin, the Anor Kayin. That's the Chiddush of the Brice over here. That the Kohen can't take it away from either one of them. Either one of them has a right to say separately, I'm the Kohen. And since I'm the Kohen, now that the Behemah Bechor is a Baal Mum, there's no Kedusha on it. It's only a question, can I eat it? Or do I have to give it away to a Kohen as Gezel? So there there's a Lach of a Meitzah Mechaveri, all of a Raya, that you have a right to hold on to it. So therefore there's no Kashan and Rav Nachman. But it could still be bizman based to mikdash kayim. Then the kohanim do not have a schus in the bechor cause manatatam. Meisve, I have a question. It says that Gemara in Sanhedrin, Rabbi Shimon says that behemta. This is a parasha of Ir HaNidachas, the city that worshipped Avodah Zarah. So you have to destroy those city and you have to burn everything in the city also. So the pasuk says behemta. You have to burn up the behemoths there also. So we say prat lebehemus bechor rumaisa. If you have a behemah there that's a bechor or a meister behemah, those are not called behemta, it doesn't belong to the people there. It doesn't belong to you or any dachas, it has kedusha on it. And therefore you don't have to burn it. Yeah. Rashi means behemta, means behemah belongs to you. Rashi says, Shem legvoye chelik bo, the Quran and the hegdish has no schus in it. But shaykin a bechor and meister behemah, they have a schus in it, you don't have to burn it. Then we dash in Shlola, the Pasuk says, Behemto Shlola, all the booty there in the fields, means Prat Lekesef Maise Sheni Shebo. If you have Maise Sheni, you are paid around money, that since that money has Kedusha, also you do not have to burn it, you have to destroy it. That's also not called of the Shlola, the Shlala of the city, but rather it's called, I'll leave the man the Yama, Maise Sheni Mamun Gavayahu. So it says like this, Maise, but my skin, what are we talking about over here? Elaim, if you want to tell me Bizmana Zeh, we're talking about Bizmana Zeh without the Beis HaMikdash. Miyik Yirani Dachas, there's no parasha of Yirani Dachas to say you have to burn, destroy the whole city. If you're Tanam, we're not like this. Einoisin Yirani Dachas, Ela Bebezdin Shashivim V'yechud. You only make a din of Yirani Dachas if there's a Bezdin of 71, and they only had that Bizman the Beis HaMikdash. After the Chubin, they had no Bezdin Nagodol. Ela Pshita, this din of the Yirani Dachas, it's talking about Bezmancha, Besimitish Kayim, when they had the Bez Nagodal. Yisovamai, what are we talking about over here, this Bechor? Inayim Baal Mum, if we're talking about now what this Bechor has a Baal Mum on it, Haino Behemto, says Mamish belongs to the people there. So Bechor in the year on Idachas, after it has a Mum, it's Mamish the Mumman of the Kayim. So why shouldn't you have to burn it? El, Pshit, we're talking about now Betam, it's talking about a Bechor Tam, Bezman Besimitish. And that's the chiddush, you don't have to burn it. Why? Because it doesn't belong to the people there. So v'yarmit bishleima islay schiye begavayu shaper. If you tell me what the regular kohen has a schus in his bechor, so it's good where I need a pasuk to tell me you don't have to burn it. Because even though the kohen has a schus in the bechor, but still since it's a korban, you don't have to burn it. But Eli, according to Rav Nachman, Eli, you have to tell me though, Leslay, you hold like Rav Nachman, that the Kohen has no schus mamon in his own bechor, calls man at a tam, then lomalim and behema. Why do I have to have an extra pasuk say behema? To be might see a bechor, you don't have to burn. Typically, from the other drosha, mishlolo, fulo shlal shemayim. It's another drosha, it says shlolo. Only the booty of the city itself do you have to burn, but not something that belongs to shemayim. So if you can tell me now, b'chor, the Kohen doesn't have the schus in it, so pshit that shlal shemayim, I did not need the drosha of behema. So what's the kasha on Rav Nachman? So Gemara says, no. The yonim really, I'll tell you about mum. We're talking about now about mum over here. I heard the kasha, he had a question, hainu behemto, that the chur, it's namish the behema, it belongs to the Kohen, he could either do what he wants with it. So the chur, pshit that you have to burn it. So Gemara says, no. With action like this, mi shenecho b'toras behemto, that that you have to burn are only animals that eat, but Tervis has no kedusha at all. Eat it and sell it any way you want. But Yotzo Bechor Maisa goes out of Bechor and Maisa Behema, even after they become a Balmum, that the Kohen's not eat it, but still Shein Bechlau Behemta. It's not Bechlau Yor Behemta, you can't sell it and eat it the way you want it. Because it's not, we've learned like this, that Kol Psulei HaMekdoshim, a regular Korban, once it becomes a Balmum, at the Loch Ridge you can be poider it. So after you pray to him, you want to sell the meat, the locher is, you let it be mevazerit, and in korim bitlis, you could sell in the marketplace, when the shkotim bitlis, for the shkolim bitlis, you could weigh it with regular weights, even though you'd be mevazerit. So the more said sforas over there was, because if people know they could do this, they'll pay more money to be prayed to it. So Hegish is getting more money, it's kedai to be matter this. But chutz min ha-bechor min ha-maisa, v'ashrenkin ha-bechor min ha-maisa, shehanosel nabaylim, no money goes to Hegdish. You can't be paid the Bechor Maisa. It belongs to the owner. So if the owner would have the right to sell the meat any way he wants, it'll only be his gain. So therefore, since it's Kochim, he has no right to sell it on the marketplace or weigh it out with regular weights. And so we see that a Bechor has some type of a Kedusha to it. You can't eat it the normal way. So that's why you have a pasuk to say that via Ir HaNidachas, you would not have to burn it. So therefore, it's good. The Braisa could be talking about Bizman Azev. Talking about a Baal Mum. And therefore there's no kasha on Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman was talking about a Tam, but he was talking about a Baal Mum, so a Kohen has his Chiyah Begavei. That's why I need a posse to teach me that you don't have to burn it. Yeah. Mesa, I have another question. The Dashna posse that says, Umol Umol Bashem, this is a parasha if you swear that somebody says he gave you something to watch, and you swear you never took it, and then after you swear false, you admit that you swore false. So, locher is, you have to pay back the kerem and the chaymish and the korban oshem. So, Pasuk says, "Amol mol b'ashem, l'rab is kochim kalim." That if I say you took my shlomin, and you swear false, and then you admit that you have to pay the chaymish even on kochim kalim. Why? Shem mom and b'alim, because the ma'aseh kochim kalim is called belonged by the owner. That's called, even though the Pasuk says, Rashi says, it says, Bamisai, Mashmi, you have to swear false to your friend, even though Kochim Kalam is not really Bamisai, but that's the Chiddush of word here, Mo Mo Bashem. Sometimes even things that look like it's to Hashem, still it's called Mom and Bailim. That's Kochim Kalam. That's a Shlomim or Bechor or Maisa, that if you didn't swear false on them, you'll have to pay the money. Divrei Rabbi Yosi Glili. Benazim and Beyazi says, no, not all Kochim Kalam. Benazim and the Rabbi Shlomim. Only Shlomim has this halacha, not other ones. So the Rashi says, Gemara is mazba wardaf kishlomim. Rashi says, Devadai heima moinoi, avo maisa loy, but maisa beima b'chor no, diyo lab memoinihu, for lo yachl makwas, halacha is, by a maisa beima you can't sell it. So therefore it's not called yours, but Shlomim is called yours. Abi yaseh ben nistoy yoimer, no, like the gesture should be like this, that lo yama benaz yelu b'chor. Benazi says, no, which Kochim Kalam is called Yomamin? Bechor. A Bechor is called Yomamin, the Mamin of the Kain, and therefore if he swears false, then he'll have to pay the money. So the question is now, B'mayaskin, what are we talking about over here? Elaim, if you want to tell me we're talking about Bizman Azem, if so, Hodum Yidishlam Ketoni, it says the Bechor, Dum Yidishlamim. And we know we only have Shlamim, Bizman de Beis HaMikdash. So, Mashmur, the Bechor is also talking about Bizman de Beis HaMikdash. Ela pshita bezman se besimitish kayim. That these drushes are talking about even bezman the besimitish kayim. Still, we have a pasuk to say that a bechor is called your mammon, and therefore, if you swear false on it, so you'll have to pay a keren v'chaimish. Over my askin, what are we talking about over here? Yilayim, you're talking about baal mum, the bechor is a baal mum. For the more know, what do me the shlomim katon? It's mashma talking about a korban shlomim you bring for a korban. And that's only a tam, not a baal mum. Ela la betam. The chur we're talking about now, where it's a tam. E'u shmamino ista l'koin tchil begavayil. The chur we see the koin has a schus in it. That's why it's called Mamam Bailam. That even though it's Kotchim Kalam Abachor, and therefore if a Kohen tells somebody else, you took my Bechor, give it back to me, and that person swears false and says, no, I never took it from you, and the lady, he admits that he took it from him, so it's called you swore false on your friend's Chayfetz, and therefore you have to pay him. So you see, why is it called your friend the Kohen? Because the Kohen has a Schia Begabei. So Mashmah, not like Rav Nachman again, even Mizman based on Mikdash, a Kohen has a Schus in a Bechor Atam.